let's allow Mr. Sadiq to give his response to that. Mr. Sadiq, looking at the criticism that Sisi is facing, as I guess was there mentioning, it's both the crackdown that he's been leading against the protesters, against the Muslim Brotherhood, even on the parts of the media, and it's also his approaches towards national reconciliations, our guest was saying there. Do you think these kinds of criticism are valid, especially when it comes to the way that he's been leading the security response to mass protests taking place in Egypt?
First of all, we have to understand that the current crisis is caused by the Muslim Brotherhood. President Morsi had a chance to accept what Tamarud, this rebellion movement, requested, early presidential election. He rejected, and he continued to rule the country despite the fact that he was incompetent. He was not even ruling the country. It was the office or the bureau of the guidance office of the Muslim Brotherhood that was ruling the country. And so even those who are claiming legitimacy or that they have elected him, he was narrowly elected and he was not ruling. And there were a lot of stories about rigging the election, but this is not our issue today. Let us talk political realism. You have important social forces in Egypt who had decided that this Muslim Brotherhood is no longer accepted. And this is not unique in Egyptian history. The monarchy also outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood. Nasser and Sadat regime also outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood, and now it is being considered a terror organization. You cannot claim that all those regimes that ruled Egypt are undemocratic and terrorist, and the Muslim Brotherhood is the one that is right. The Muslim Brotherhood has a deep problem. It had abandoned its own ideas. Even if you look at the writing of some of the leaders who were against democracy and equated it with homosexuality, all of a sudden now are turning to be a champion of human rights and democracy.
Yes.
Now, there is only one thing for them to do now. Either they accept that they had made grave mistakes, reorganize this organization again, abandon the old ideology, and become part of Egypt and not part of an international movement that exists in 60 countries, supported by some intelligence services, including the British intelligence. And that's why you find many of the leaders are in Qatar, Turkey, or London. And how do they stay there? Why they are not in Egypt? Not because they are afraid, because
yes,
they have always caused trouble with the monarchy, with Nasser, with Sadat, with Mubarak, and now with Sisi.
But
they
Mr. Sadiq,
are now the orphans of the Egyptian political process.
Let's put this issue to Mr. Shayad in London. Mr. Shayad, I guess they're suggesting that the Muslim Brotherhood is responsible for the crisis that Egypt is facing because it's not joining the national reconciliation. Why do you think the Muslim Brotherhood has been branded as a terrorist organization? And why, as I guess they were saying, have the previous governments all banned the Muslim Brotherhood? Is it linked to intelligence agencies in foreign countries?
I think this is all a pile of rubbish and has no substance at all. Because the whole idea is that a Muslim Brotherhood is the greatest reforming movement in the Muslim world, or at least in the Arab part of the Muslim world. And over the 80 years, it has adopted always the peaceful attitude towards preaching Islam and calling for social, economic, and political reforms in Egypt in particular, and as an idea spread all over the countries. And one of the reasons why it spread, that the persecution during all the tyrants he mentioned, Sadat or Nasser, and the present clown Sisi, they have put them all in jail and persecuted them and always tortured them and used a very heavy hand in dealing with them. So those who managed to escape with their lives, they cannot be blamed. You cannot ask them to go. He asked why they didn't go to Egypt. He knows for sure that now there are 21,000 members of the Muslim Brothers have been detained over the last 6 months without any charge, without any trial. And the whole leadership has been put to a very funny accusations, such as dealing with foreign powers. And I don't understand how come a president of a state like Dr. Morsi is not expected to deal with other countries or other powers in the area. If he does not, then he should not be a president. And who else will do that? Nowadays, Sisi has been over the last 6 or 7 months contacting almost every day the chief of staff of America. Is that not a contact of a foreign power? So they don't find any substance. Ikhwan or the Muslim Brotherhood did not usurp the power as he tried to compare what happened in Sudan or Somalia. No, they came through free elections and the people voted for them.
Yes.
They never imposed themselves on anyone. So if they are in power, they have to practice the right to rule, and people can have the say at the end of their period. If they like what they have done, they re-elect them. If not, they fail them and elect a better alternative.
Okay.
But what we are seeing now is the junta is massacring all its opponents. Yesterday and the day before, they paved the way for so-called general or field marshal Sisi to be announced a candidate by killing in cold blood 180 youths from the best of the Egyptian youth.
Mr. Shaya,
they were just demonstrating in the streets.
Is
that the democracy our friend in Cairo is hoping for?
Okay, before we go to our friend in Cairo, let's give our viewers a chance to take a look at some of the comments posted on our Facebook page today. We'll be right back.
The guy who killed democracy and thousands of innocent protesters in Egypt is going to run for president, the next pharaoh for Egypt. Muslim Brotherhood supporters are simply angry that the army has proved itself to be formidable at combating the Muslim Brotherhood's terrorist behavior.
Two of the comments posted on our Facebook page today concerning this topic. Now, Mr. Sadek in Cairo, one of those commentators saying there, the person who killed thousands of innocent protesters, killed democracy, is going to run for president. What earlier, I guess, in London was also saying, who's going to stand accountable for the people who've been killed in cold blood in Egypt? Shouldn't those responsible be held accountable for this rather than the military endorsing Sisi to run for president?
Well, as you know, transition in any country is very difficult and bloody. But we have to also take into consideration the history of political violence in Egypt. Who had killed President Sadat? It was an Islamic group. Most of the violence in Egypt was not done by the Communist Party or the Secular Liberal Party. It is always done by the Islamists. And what you have usually is a reaction from the government. We have emergency law as a reaction.
Do you agree, though, that the military is now responsible for the deaths right now in current history in Egypt? Do you hold the military responsible for that?
Everybody is responsible, and also those who call for riots and violent riots using violence and weapons in the demonstration, which are not peaceful, by the way. We have seen an example. Khaled Dawood, a famous Egyptian journalist, was driving his car in one of those protests and he was stabbed. And so they are not peaceful as you imagine, or some people try to portray it. They are not. Also, one of the comments made by your guest in London said that rubbish. This is what the former Supreme Guide of the Muslim Brotherhood said about the entire country, Egypt. He said that Egypt is rubbish.
Yes.
They never apologized for that. They are against Egyptian nationalism. And so when people turn to the army to protect the national borders and protect their country, you cannot blame them. Imagine if you are in Iran and you get an organization that wants to divide the country or sell the borders, and then they want to be a president and they want to have someone.
Allow me to stop you there, because
they have the right to. Why don't they run a candidate? Why doesn't the Muslim Brotherhood present another candidate, not Morsi?
Okay, Mr. Sadek, I'm afraid I've got to stop you because we're running out of time. Mr. Shayal, quickly, if you can, in under a minute, why do you think isn't the Muslim Brotherhood taking part in this process? And what do you think about the accusations raised there that the Muslim Brotherhood is responsible for violence as well?
There was not a single case in any Egyptian court over 50 years against any member of the Brotherhood of committing any act of violence. And there is no charges nowadays against anyone who committed. All what they say, they incite violence. But if you are arresting 21,000 people, they inciting violence, who is doing the violence? The one doing the violence is the army and the security forces who go in cold blood and kill everyone in the street who practice his right of expression peacefully in demonstrations. Yes. And there is no evidence that there was any violence in the demonstration. The only violence come from these forces who got the weapons, who attack and kill the people.
I'm afraid I've got to stop you. Thank you very much. We have run out of time. Member of the Muslim Brotherhood, Mohammed Farid Al-Shayal, with us there live from London, and Professor of Political Sociology with the American University in Cairo, Mr. Saeed Sadek, with us in Cairo. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being with us here on another edition of The Debate. From me, Homa Lezgi. Until our next program, it's goodbye.